At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's half-season run from his six-game suspension has come to an end. A federal appeals court ruled Elliott is disqualified for playing Sunday's game at Atlanta. The suspension was ordered in August as discipline after the NFL investigated allegations he used force against his girlfriend. Elliott has denied the allegations. Now to our artist spotlight. World-renowned saxophonist Brad Lely has toured the globe playing music alongside Stevie Wonder, Beyonce, and Lyle Lovett. When he's not touring with icons, he calls North Texas home. RN6's Hadi Mwangi learns how working with students inspires Lely's playing.
One, two, three, four.
Brad Lely has always loved music.
I come from a very musical background. My mother was in the choir. My dad used to be a saxophone player.
Growing up, he was introduced to the greats.
We always had music going on in the house. There was either John Coltrane, Lou Donaldson, or Sarah Vaughan, Nancy Wilson.
My breaking heart, and I agree.
You know, the list goes on.
So in high school, Lely told his father he wanted to play sax, and there was no hesitation.
And that very day, he took me to the store and got the saxophone and signed me up for a band. That's how it all started.
From that point on, music fueled Lely's life.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Connick Jr.
My first major gig was with Harry Connick Jr. We played all over the world. From there, I went to the Count Basie Orchestra. Also played with the Ceres Kennedy Center Honors Program, where we played the inauguration for President Obama. I got to back up so many wonderful artists, Steven Tyler, Kid Rock, Bruno Mars, Lyle Lovett, Beyonce.
America, America, God.
Lely also has a solo recording career. He's put out a couple of albums, and he tours Europe regularly. But when he's home, in Denton, you can catch him on Wednesday nights at Steve's Wine Bar. This, the music that you're hearing, is from a live performance a couple weeks back.
I love having a steady gig somewhere. It keeps the cobwebs, you know, off and keeps you humble.
Despite having the sort of career that most musicians would sell their internal organs for, Lely says his gig at the University of North Texas is his most important.
I'm really inspired by students that are hungry. They inspire me to be better.
Lely teaches sax, and he directs one of the school's prestigious student jazz bands, the 3 o'clock Lab Band.
You're too worried about the changes. Don't worry about that. You got to be free here, and you got to react to what's happening here. Trust me, okay? So let's just try to vibe on that real quick. Coda, one, two, Don't worry.
UNT is one of the great jazz institutions in the world. Professors have amazing resumes, and Lely gushes over his colleagues' accomplishments. But he's most impressed with everyone's desire to train young, promising musicians.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes I have to pinch myself because being here in Denton, being a part of this university, is an honor that can't be defined, I don't think, in just mere words.
UNT provides Lely an opportunity to teach students that music, especially jazz music, is about more than the notes. It's about how you play them.
I grew up in a time where you could still go and sit in and learn with these great local musicians who could not tell you what a Mixolydian scale is, but they could play the melody and they could solo off of that melody and they could make you actually cry.
It's the kind of thing that might make you want to pick up a sax. Hadi Mwangi, KERA News.
Check out a video that shows Lely in action as a performer and educator. That's at artandseek.org. Many North Texans have taken up backyard farming and raising chickens because they want fresh, homegrown food. As KERA's Trace Powell reports, one Flower Mound couple even gave up corporate jobs to pursue their dream of really good cheese.
Ann and Johnny Jones of Flower Mound just knew they wanted kids.
Mama.
Not those kind of kids. This kind. The Joneses are owners of La-Di-Da Dairy, and their journey to 93 kids and counting started quite simply. Ann really loved cheese.
We took a trip to France. Every little town we went into, they always had, you know, in the square, some people selling local cheese. I was always, oh, we gotta get some cheese. I was like, really? Again?
When they returned home, Ann tried her hand at whipping up her own cheese. She quickly discovered grocery store goat milk just wasn't the same. That's when Rosie and Serenity entered the picture.
I started by getting two goats just for milk for us and fell in love with the milk and making cheese. I was working a corporate job and traveling to Chicago every week, and instead of my boss asking for my reports, she was, did you bring cheese?
She began entering competitions, and her cheeses started winning.
Then the opportunity came up to get a few more goats, and I thought, well, why not? You know, I could make cheese, be here at home, be able to, you know, play with the goats all day. So we launched into it.
The Joneses grew their operation from just two goats. She started selling her cheese at farmers markets and eventually added Central Market as a customer. Today, they have more than 90 goats.
The timing is perfect. Everyone wants to eat local, and they want to eat good food and healthy food, things without a lot of additives.
The Nubian and La Mancha goats they raise are more than just milkmakers. Turns out, they're better buddies than dogs. In fact, the Joneses lovingly refer to them as golden retrievers with udders.
They all have their own personality, and that's really a rewarding thing for us, because there's times you'll be standing out there, you know, you've had a long day, you've been working, and one of the goats will come up and just kind of start rubbing up against you because she wants some attention.
Anne wanted her dairy divas to have names as special as they were.
We had a doe, her name was Yo Miss High Society, and all of her daughters were Yo daughters, Y-O. And so we had Jackie Yo Nassus and Michelle Yo Bama, Scarlett Yo Hara, Angelina Yo Lee, and it goes on and on. I wanted them to have names of women that, in general, I respect and, you know, are proud to have a goat named after. And hopefully they feel good about it, too. I don't know how Oprah would feel if she knew she had a goat named after her.
It may sound wonderful and pastoral, but it's also hard work. The Joneses started their venture in 2005, and it took about 6 years for it to start paying the bills. So their advice to aspiring goat farmers?
Think twice.
I would say don't do that.
First off is find out whether you really like goats and like dairying. Don't go out and buy 60 goats. Don't cash in your 401k to try to do this. That's not wise financially. You have to do this because you absolutely love it, because you don't get the financial compensation like you would in some other jobs.
To the Joneses, the end results make it all worthwhile.
It's the satisfaction of seeing someone's face when they taste the cheese and they're like, their eyes just light up like, wow. That to me is really fun. I love doing it.
And you get to play with baby goats. Therese Powell, KERA News.
To see how artisan cheese is made and to meet some of the baby goats, La-Di-Da Dairy is holding an open house on Sunday. And for the evening, partly cloudy sky, should be low around 45 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slightly warmer high near 65. Tomorrow night, much of the same, partly cloudy, low around 49. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.